A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.
Blackness. A frozen lake winds through an evergreen forest. Thick snowfall shrouds a brilliant sunrise far on the horizon. A Netflix documentary. Flurries add to the coat of snow on the frozen lake. An Archer's Mark production, produced by Mike Brett, Jojo Ellison, Steve Jameson.
1 minute!
A person puts a glossy plastic collar on a seated woman wearing over-the-nose goggles, a swim cap, and a one-piece bathing suit, directed by Ian Derry.
30 seconds!
She sits beside a hole in the ice, taking swift, rhythmic breaths with closed eyes.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, top time!
In slow motion, the woman plunges into the dark water. The view fades to black as a title appears in white. Hold your breath, the ice dive. The woman, Joanna Nordblad, wears a jacket on a cabin's porch.
For as long as I can remember, I've really enjoyed being in water.
Text appears. Heinola, Finland. A woman wearing a wetsuit stands beside Joanna, who saws into the ice.
When I was little, we had a 5-meter deep swimming pool in our town. I used to go to the bottom of that pool and watch the people swimming above me. When you look at people from below, they look like animals.
Her ice saw resembles a spear with a saw blade.
You feel this deep sense of acceptance, free from any negativity or irritations.
A triangular section of ice falls loose beneath the surface.
It is just this natural feeling of goodness.
Johanna sits at the hole's edge wearing a wetsuit and goggles. A yellow rope anchored to a hand-powered ice drill extends into the hole. Johanna drops into the water feet first. The taut rope stretches straight down beside her. Bubbles rise around her body and get trapped beneath the frozen ice sheet above. She swims straight down without breathing equipment, both feet in a monoflip flipper.
The ice hole is like a gateway to a beautiful, quiet place where time stands still.
She ventures out beneath the ice sheet, headed toward the black abyss below.
Down there, I feel like I am part of nature. One might imagine that you would panic and scramble for the surface.
She calmly feels the frozen surface with 3-finger gloves.
But instead, my body calms down, my heart beats more slowly. When I dive, my mind is completely relaxed. There's nothing to be afraid of.
She looks around serenely.
I wanted to know how far I could dive from one ice hole to another on a single breath.
She swims upside down with her hands on the ice.
I wanted to dive under ice further than any other person.
She exhales and disperses a large air bubble which gets trapped under the surface ice.
My record, the women's world record, is 50 meters. It's been 3 years and nobody has broken it, but I could dive further. Maybe I could even beat the men's world record of 80 meters.
Joanna swims back to the surface hole and lifts herself out of the triangle. She and her diver companion sit on a log bench by the waterside with mugs.
You have to divide it. I split it into 3 parts, which means I have 3 phases in the dive. It's like when I taught you as a kid to write essays.
I'm the older one. She's the baby sister.
Elina Manninen. In a home video, 2 girls play.
We called her a monkey. I always remember her doing something weird.
She always says, girls can do anything men can do. Just if I think I'm a girl, I shouldn't do that. She's like, what? What do you mean? Just let's go and do it. Kayaking, motorbiking, and downhill biking. And she always has to push it further. So it wasn't a surprise when something went wrong.
At dawn, Johanna looks at the lake from a cabin window.
I fell down a slope on my downhill bike and broke my leg badly.
In a photo, her calf muscle splits from her leg.
It nearly became gangrenous, and they had to perform a fasciotomy that caused really bad neuralgia, which left me in constant pain.
Staple stitches run down her whole calf. At dawn, she saws.
Still 3 years later, the nerve pain continued. It was an unbearable pain. I couldn't sleep at all, and the doctors couldn't help. I thought I might go mad.
She and Alina push an ice block down.
Then I heard about cold treatment. In the treatment, the foot is immersed in freezing water.
Wearing a swimsuit, Joanna walks from the cabin to the pool-sized rectangle they've just carved.
At first, the treatment itself was painful. So much so that it made me cry.
At the pool's edge, she stares into the water, then lowers herself in.
But as I began to get used to the cold water, I noticed that it was not only good for the injury.
She wades beside a pool ladder. Joanna has brown shoulder-length hair and thin eyebrows above large brown doe eyes. She swims to the other end, rests her forearm on the ice, and stares off. She has a straight, raised nose, dimpled cheeks, and plump lips.
That feeling can be really addictive. The nerve pain eased, so I put the other leg in too. Eventually, I sank completely into the water.
She turns to face the cabin.
The injury had opened up a whole new world for me.
Joanna submerges. Wearing her wetsuit, she swims from a triangular hole tethered to a horizontal guide rope.
If I want to set a new record, I'll have to train intensively for the dive. If I am not properly prepared, an attempt like this could be really dangerous.
The rope stretches to a hole several body lengths away.
In the worst case scenario, the cold water could cause me to have a cardiac arrest.
She nears the hole.
If I am unable to surface in time, I could lose consciousness.
Light diffuses from the triangular cut. Joanna surfaces.
So I never train under the ice without my sister Alina being with me.
Okay?
Okay.
Joanna wades with her head and shoulders above water and her hands on the triangle's edges. She submerges. Joanna swims along the guide rope, feeling the surface with her hands.
In free diving, the worst mistakes are often mental. If I get nervous, my body's messages can be impossible to read and I won't know when to come back to the surface. So it's a matter of mental training.
Alina waits beneath the opposite hole at the end of the rope. Joanna surfaces, followed by Alina.
That was so cold. I'm leaking.
Joanna feels her wetsuit's armpit.
There's water coming in here from somewhere. Where's the hole?
Here, there it is.
Alina touches a coin-sized hole below Joanna's shoulder. Joanna moves her goggles to her forehead and wipes her nose. A triangular cut of ice floats, pressed against the lake's frozen surface. Alina wades inside a hole and watches Joanna surface in front of her with a serious look.
This next one, 80 meters in cold water, it's a long, long dive.
Joanna dives and swims.
If I could choose, I might say that don't do it. But she has it in her mind.
Joanna stops midway and floats upright with a serene expression.
It's a learning process for us both. As I have to deal with my fears in that same moment, Alina has to face her fears as well.
Alina stares at the ice.
I do worry. I don't want to see her in trouble. I don't want to see her blackout.
Joanna floats beneath her.
Sometimes I think, what if something happens and then I just drive home by myself and she's not here?
Alina's eye stares at Joanna's face, drifting beneath the frozen surface.
We talk about the worst case scenario because we have to know what that is. I'm sort of prepared for that. I wouldn't want to see it, but I would be there.
Alina sits on the log bench in the woods.
Would you rather she didn't do this?
The blue-eyed woman shifts uncomfortably and gives a tight smile. She dabs red glassy eyes with the thumbs of her thick winter gloves.
Oh. No. No, I think she should be doing this.
She removes her left glove and wipes away tears, then composes herself and grins at the interviewer.
She loves it. What can I say?
Joanna swims upside down beneath the surface. Above the ice, Alina's dark silhouette stares at her. Small, jagged glaciers drift in the ice pool. Text appears, January 2020, 8 weeks to record attempt. Joanna and Alina approach the pool.
The record is dived only in a swimming suit, so it has two big challenges. Can I hold my breath for such a long distance and still remain relaxed in icy water throughout?
Joanna gets in the pool wearing a swimsuit.
When relaxed, cold just feels cold. Even if the feeling is intense, it is not pain.
Okay.
When not relaxed, the cold feels freezing.
Joanna dives and swims to Alina, who sits at the other end.
My head hurts, and the pain spreads to my brain, so I can't think.
She extends her arms and kicks.
The feeling disappears from my face. The pain penetrates deeper and deeper through my skin. Every muscle in my body wants to tense. My joints try to protect themselves by cramping.
How does this feel? How does it feel?
It's very cold.
She swims back to the ladder.
My breathing is stifled. My skin stings, hurts, and burns everywhere.
She does another lap.
The dive can take up to 3 minutes. The only option is to accept that the water is cold.
Okay?
Okay, the time?
Over 2 minutes.
Joanna dives and swims back to the ladder.
My fingers are freezing.
Johanna's training has been going well. It's getting cold and we have ice, but less than what we would normally have this time of the year. And that's concerning because we need to have way more ice to do a record attempt in March.
But it was a nice time with Johanna training and...
She grins and looks back at the lake.
The ice is talking to us.
Beyond a dark, jagged tree line, the sun glows amber and purple across a cloud-covered sky. Alina surfaces from a hole and submerges. Below, she films Joanna with an underwater camera.
I have always taken pictures of Johanna.
We started when we were about 10.
I bought my first camera and she had to be my model. And I would say like, yeah, let's go take some pictures and put these on and we can put some makeup on you. Usually we take quite artistic pictures because she's kind of an artist and I'm an artist. So somehow we mix all these things together. All that is training for her. She says it's even more difficult than just diving a straight line.
Alina trains the camera on her circling sister.
It's in the picture now.
You were making a silly face, I knew it.
They look at photos on a computer.
That one's actually really nice.
We have kids and bills like any other people to pay. And we are both working.
That's a nice picture.
So to be able to do this, we have to think of all those things.
They eat dinner with a man and two teens.
The first bone I broke. How old was I?
5, 3?
I was 4 when I had.
Ever since I was very young.
Joanna's son.
She's always been doing very extreme things.
Kasper Nordblad.
I don't really stress about it or like feel worried about it. She's always been that way. And I think I would prefer her over a mom that just doesn't do anything. It'll be really cool if she does beat the record, but I just hope nothing bad really happens.
He and Joanna walk together. A van cruises a winding road through the forest. Text appears, February 2020, 4 weeks to record attempt. The van passes the lake, and the sisters park it outside a large shed with a latch barring double doors.
Even just 5 more centimeters of ice.
If the temperature falls below zero, it might still freeze.
Water bubbles through thin ice.
There's no point trying to walk on it, as it's so thin.
Yes, look, it went through already.
She pokes the ice saw through.
Oh, it's that thin?
Let's not panic.
He's been here 6 years, I think.
She cuts an ice square.
And it's never been like this.
Let's see if I manage.
She pokes the cut down. Inside, they video chat with Antero Yoki, dive coordinator.
How much?
Under 10 centimeters and very flexible ice.
There's water on top of the ice. 5 centimeters, 10 centimeters?
10 to 12 centimeters.
Yeah.
Quite a lot.
In the worst case scenario, one option is to find another place at the end of February.
200 kilometers up north, they already have over 30 centimeters.
Yeah, right. So then we have to...
Well, Lake Valkia came to my mind.
At least it's a beautiful place.
Let's see. The next 4 weeks will tell us where we'll go.
Right. We will keep in touch.
See you.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
They hang up. Thin ice skirts the water's edge.
Usually at this time of year, there's already frost, snow, and ice. But not this year. This year, it just rains. According to the rules, the ice should be at least 30 centimeters thick. We don't have that here. It's a bleak situation, only about 1 centimeter of ice. It's been a really strange year in general. It's been such a warm winter. I don't even remember a winter this warm.
Water flows down a partially frozen river.
Of course, the record attempt can be moved further north. But a warm climate will affect more than just my record attempt. My problem seems so insignificant compared to the state of our environment.
The sisters walk to a pool off a snow-powdered boardwalk beside a Ferris wheel.
Because the water hasn't frozen in the south, we've changed the location to northern Finland. We've chosen a very clear lake located at Hassa National Park.
They head down a staircase into the water.
I don't want to change the place. I want to dive in a familiar place. I want to know how many steps to breakfast, from there to the sauna, and from the sauna to the opening. I want to know when is the last moment to put on my swimsuit.
Lake Olorihasa, northern Finland. An SUV cruises a forest road.
For others, this is just a change of place. For me, this changes everything.
The sisters park lakeside behind the SUV and a bearded man.
Moi.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, nice to see you finally. I've seen a picture of you, Johanna.
Elina.
No, Topsa.
Yeah, Topsa, hello. This is Olori Lake.
Yeah.
And well...
It's beautiful.
I received the drawings of what you want, and well...
My name is Tapani Launon.
Local fixer.
It's normally when we are working at the top of the frozen lake or so. My main job is the safety and keep the people alive. So I try to avoid going under the water.
Using ice axes, he lifts a block of ice the size of a domestic safe from the water.
You can see from the ice and the snow that what kind of a winter we have had.
He heaves it to the surface.
It has been unusually warm winter in Finland.
The massive block is as tall as his knees.
Some people say that it's normal cycle, but I'm not sure, so sure anymore. It has been so many winters. They are not normal. So here you can see the steel ice. This is like the day zero when the lake has been frozen. So if you want to drive with the vehicle in here, this is the effective area that you are counting on. But it's still dangerous. So you have to observe the nature all the time. Otherwise, you get killed on your home beach in a place that you have gone 56 years. And one morning you go down. I don't know the numbers, but how many people go through the ice every year, but it's too many.
Should we walk the whole thing?
Let's go have a look. Let's count 81 meters from here.
You do it. I'll just follow.
They pace.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Your steps are too long. 39, 40.
Johanna is not feeling too well. She's had some chest problems. Some infection or something. When in warm water, if you're sick, you don't go. In cold water, it's even more critical to be in good shape.
And then one more.
39, 40.
Just to be safe.
Oh, yeah, and one more.
Yeah, right. There it is.
There.
81 meters.
81. Yeah.
It looks so far from here. But does it feel far?
I don't know. If you think that there is halfway, if the ice is thick, I can push off the edge that's already 10 meters, and then I'm near the end already. But when you see the ice holes, it will look far.
Today it doesn't look far.
But when you see the ice holes, it will look far. We had wanted a familiar lake where we'd know every detail. But this seems nice.
These places are, well, when you change locations.
I have to see if it's...
Production stop.
Could be a call from the doctor. Yes?
Johanna walks several meters away from them using her cell phone.
Okay, because I have a strange cough. So, what is that? What could that come from? What do you think? Should I panic about dying? I don't understand.
She puts a hand on her hip.
Who do I contact? I guess I should see a lung specialist.
She paces restlessly.
Yes, I don't really understand.
Johanna hangs up. She puts her phone in her snow pants pocket as she walks back to her companions. The view drifts over evergreen treetops. Johanna stands on the frozen lake.
They couldn't say anything on the blood test. And they said, Friday, you will see the doctor and she will make the plan of what is the next step.
She nods shortly and watches Topsa puncture the ice with a hand-powered ice drill.
A new place. It's a big change. The original plans. And now to get sick on top of that. Yeah. If there's something going on with the chest, then there's no diving.
Johanna lays in a wooden cabin.
We'll see the doctor and go through the x-ray, but I'm worried.
Her chest heaves, fade to black. Elena watches Johanna split wood on a stump inside a shed piled with chopped wood.
The x-ray showed darkening of the lung area, and the doctor ordered further examinations.
She wedges the hatchet in the stump.
Darkening can be caused by inflammation. Fortunately, however, nothing life-threatening, but this needs to be examined further.
At night, Johanna places a log into a flaming fire pit.
Sometimes it feels like once one problem is solved, another comes immediately. We solved the location problem, but then my own health issues arose. Before we could solve that, a bigger problem spread throughout the world.
China says the number of people infected by a mysterious respiratory virus has more than tripled over the weekend.
The World Health Organization has officially called it COVID-19.
Public gatherings, including sports events, are banned, and schools and universities are closed, being advised simply to stay at home.
Everything has been canceled, including my record attempt.
She walks from the fire pit into the lakeside cabin. Fade to black. Text appears. March 2021. 1 year later. Lake Olorihasa, northern Finland. Joanna drives the van with Alina in the passenger seat.
What did you pack?
All my camera gear.
All of it?
Yes, because I thought that it could...
It's been a challenging year, and my priorities have changed completely now. When there are real things to deal with, like COVID and everything else that happened this year. It's a humbling experience that brings you back down to earth and reminds you what's really important. I'm lucky that I've been given a second chance to attempt this.
Snow flurries. Workers cut triangular holes at intervals along the stretch and remove blocks of ice. Hapsa drives a snowmobile.
Last year, I practiced a lot, and I was very confident about my record attempt. But during the COVID pandemic, the swimming halls have been closed. I feel that, in all honesty, I have practiced too little.
Joanna dips into one of the triangular holes, wearing a wetsuit and a monofin.
Fortunately, nothing serious was found in the lung images, and the doctor gave permission to keep training. But during this winter's training, I haven't been able to enjoy the cold.
She holds her breath.
I couldn't relax. I didn't want to train.
She swims along guide ropes.
I tried to remember how the cold water felt when it felt good. But I couldn't bring it back to my mind. But at this point, it wouldn't make sense to give up.
She surfaces.
So I have to stop and think again why I originally wanted to set a record.
Jean-Carl Grandjean, underwater cinematographer.
When you see Joanna swimming, it seems to be so easy because she's a very efficient and fast swimmer. But when we want to take some equipment to follow with a camera, everything's more complicated. We cannot use conventional diving equipment because it would freeze. The water temperature is about 2 degrees. And we wear, you know, a very thick suit, so we don't feel much the cold. But the worst part is the finger. That hurts a lot.
He swims with a camera.
We decide to be kind of disconnected to that environment. And that involves a lot of equipment, a lot of energy. But what Joanna's doing is she accepts the cold, and that makes everything very, very pure.
From below, triangles glow inside the translucent rectangular strip. At night, two people walk across the lake wearing headlamps.
It's such a magical night.
It's so beautiful.
They walk along the strip.
A year ago, my plan was to dive 80 meters, knowing that anything over 50 meters would have been a new women's world record. But now there's a new women's record of 70 meters and an unofficial dive of 102 meters.
It's quite far.
A lot of cold water.
Oh, I think you're above it.
Joanna shatters a hole's thin surface ice with her foot.
The people around me are focusing on these new records and distances. It's easy to let my mind wander. Could I break all these new records too? But I can't focus on this, or a target of 103 meters.
Meter-length signs mark the guard rope.
I just have to dive as well as I can.
Particles drift through the dark water.
For 2 years, it's been in her head. I have to do this dive. It is scary for her, but it's scary for me too. There's a reason nobody has dived this far before.
The view passes an 82-meter sign.
I know during the dive, if I see her go past 82 and she keeps going, then I will be nervous.
Particles float around the number.
To be honest now, I just want it to be over.
Carabiners connect the sign to the rope. The sisters walk toward the shore.
Let's go to sleep.
Fade to black. Beyond flurry-powdered treetops, personnel walk along the rectangular strip in the afternoon. Text appears over semi-frozen water. March 2021, day of the record attempt. Ontero Yoki, dive coordinator, directs the crew.
Okay, the track. First hole, 20 meters. Next one, 40 meters, and then 60. 71, 82, 93, and 103 will be the last hole.
Elina drags gear on a sled.
As soon as Johanna surfaces, everybody should stay quiet. She has to show the okay sign by herself in 20 seconds. After that, I will give my judgment by showing the card.
Okay, and then it's done.
Then it's done.
Yeah.
Her sister stands beside her, wearing a neutral expression. Johanna paces down the strip alone, stops, and peers down through the ice, wearing a light blue snowsuit with the hood up. A crewman opens a hole with an ice chopper. John Carls makes an OK sign and dives with scuba gear and his camera. Dr. Maria Hellinguer.
This distance she's planning to swim, it's already that she's hypothermic, which means that your normal body temperature goes below 35, 34. The really, really worst case scenario would be that she has a cardiac arrest. Then, of course, we have to treat her in the ambulance and bring her as fast as possible to the hospital.
Johanna lays on a mat beside a hole.
5 minutes!
Ontero wears a stopwatch. Elina stares down at Johanna, who lays on her back, taking deep, controlled breaths. Ontero looks at his watch. Snow drifts past Joanna's closed eyes. Elina stands over her sister, wearing glasses and a winter hat. Joanna lays with her hands on her stomach and her knees bent, feet flat on the mat. A snow devil twists across the lake's surface. Elina stares down at her sister.
1 minute!
Joanna sits with her knees to her chest, wearing her swim cap and suit with an oversized winter coat wrapped around her. Two paramedics stand by with rescue equipment.
30 seconds!
A diver with a sport camera strapped to his head floats in the hole beside her.
10!
Joanna takes the coat off.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, stop time!
Joanna takes swift, rhythmic breaths, then drops into the water. In slow motion, she propels herself forward using her arms and legs. Air bubbles rise around her body. A safety rope links her to the guide rope. The diver strapped with the sport camera follows behind her as she swims toward the first triangle hole, 10 body lengths away. Elina, Dr. Hellinguer, the medics, and the rest of the crew follow her on the surface. Joanna drives herself forward in short, strong bursts, nearing the first triangle. The sport camera diver follows alongside her, aided by flippers. On the surface, Elina lowers her camera. Another diver wades in the first checkpoint hole.
20 meters!
Joanna swims past beneath her. Elina and the crew trek toward the second checkpoint. Joanna continues toward a hole nearly obscured by dark water. Veins bulge in her neck. The crew gathers around the second hole, where yet another diver wades. Multiple cameramen film, and a man holds a boom microphone.
40 meters!
The diver watches Joanna pass below, and Elina walks on with the crew, wearing a pensive look. Joanna kicks forward with outstretched hands. The crew gathers at the next checkpoint. Joanna swims in slow motion between holes punctured by shafts of light. Elina and Ontero peer down into the next checkpoint hole. She swims past. Joanna wears a look of absolute concentration. Elina and the crew tramp to the next hole. Crew members' vague silhouettes walk above Joanna. She passes by the next triangle.
71!
The crew walks 10 meters to the next hole where a diver wades. Joanna kicks toward it. Snowflakes dissolve on the black surface. she passes by.
82!
Elena starts toward the next hole and pulls her hat down. The crew gathers around the checkpoint. Elena gapes slightly and glances from Montero to the vacant hole. Joanna passes below.
93!
Ice obscures her feet as she continues toward the final hole. The crew gathers around and cameramen aim their lenses at the opening. Elena reflects off the black surface water. She bends forward, staring into the triangle intently. Windblown snow sticks to her hair and clothing. In slow motion, Joanna reaches the hole. The glossy water adheres to her diving cap, then falls to her shoulders as she surfaces and rests her arms and upper body on a towel laid beside the hole. Her eyes clench behind her diving goggles and she shivers. She opens her eyes and throws the OK sign.
103!
The crew applauds. The last safety diver slaps the water's surface. A crewman kneels beside the hole and splashes the grinning Joanna.
White card!
Montero offers his hand and Joanna clasps it and grins. The safety diver taps her shoulder and removes her plastic collar. A diver on the surface lifts the exhausted yet ebullient Joanna from the water. Elena embraces her. Joanna shuts her eyes blissfully and hugs her back. They separate, and Elena and Dr. Hellinger drape a thick winter coat over her. Jean-Carl and a grinning scuba diver stand beside the hole.
She was unbelievable. At the end, you know, I was a little bit doubting a little bit because she was going very, very slowly. I was like, I really hope that she won't black out before the end, but the dive was so clean.
I think it's really her place here. Water heights, and she's in the middle, and this is just beautiful. There is no question. This is, yeah, beautiful.
It was a long way.
But you never have to dive again. That was the last one.
They embrace.
She never has to dive ever again. It's over. I never have to worry again.
Joanna beams.
This year has reminded me of what is really important. To spend time with my loved ones and do things together.
The sisters hold hands.
If I had done this alone, I could not have succeeded. And it doesn't matter whose record I broke. By learning something new and pushing those kinds of boundaries, they became a new reality for me.
Joanna and Elena pose with the 103-meter sign.
Just because something is difficult doesn't mean we should not try to achieve it. This is the only way we can learn something new about ourselves.
Joanna leaves the dive site. Snow-filled skies dull the sun setting on the horizon. Cut to black. Credits roll. Audio description by Extrax, written by Wadgett, and voiced by John Gray and Tanya Maloyevich. Copyright 2022, Under the Ice Limited. All rights reserved.
A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.